Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
Inside, they go to Lewis. Picks up his dribble, loses it, and it'll stay here, out of bounds.
Tarp still in that solid 2-3 defense.
Westgate to get it in. It'll be Allen to inbound. Getting it to the corner for a shot fake by Dugas. Reversing it to the opposite corner for a three. No. Rebound goes to Lewis, who lays it up and in. We do not have an answer for him on the offensive glass right now. Bordelon. Westgate leading by four. Bordelon across midcourt to Daniels. Daniels attacks off the dribble. Missed it. Rebound goes to the Tigers. Tigers. Dugas to the corner. Joseph. Joseph with about a 15-footer. He got it. Coach Collins going to call a timeout. With Westgate leading 25-19. Taylor, what are you seeing? Looks like Westgate is starting to up their defensive intensity quite a bit.
Yeah. When they were warming up and I was saying how they looked like they weren't ready to play, man, they certainly cranked up their defensive intensity. They're showing why, you know, yet another facet to their game, why they're ranked so high. I mean, they're a different level on defense. Now, I mean, we could complain about hand checks and holds all game, but if they're going to consistently not call it, then we need to consistently be able to deal with it. And that's that. So we got to be able to play through the contact and not let this rattle us. I mean, it's a six-point game on the road in a playoff game. I mean, the Tarpons are fine. They just got to settle down. And, like, the new number one thing is just take care of the ball. Simple as that.
Physio Fit, several locations across the Bayou region with clinics in Galliano, Lockport, and Raceland. Joe Septic Contractors, your largest sewage and portable sanitation company in Louisiana. State Bank and Trust Company, banking you can count on, member FDIC. We play on out of the timeout. Lee gets it into Bordelon. Bordelon has it deflected and stolen for a layup. That's no good. Rebound is up. No good. Another chance is up and good. Shoot it until you make it is the story of the game right now. They lead by eight. Bordelon throws it away, and there's an offensive foul. Tarpon's got to get to half here with this score and a manageable distance. Survive the rest of this half. Dugas. Across the timeline. On the left side, baseline. That's Joseph. Back to Dugas. Dugas picks up his dribble, gets it to Allen on the right side. Allen to Joseph. Joseph to Dugas on the wing. Reversing it back to Joseph for a three. He got it. Keon Joseph splashes it home. And Westgate is rolling. They lead by 11. Bordelon across midcourt to Walker. Walker to Daniels. Back to Walker. To Bordelon for a three. Boy, we need it. He missed it. And we have a foul away from the play. Nope, the ball hit the cable on top of the goal. Here come the Tigers. Dugas. To the corner, they attack baseline, shoot it up, no. Rebound goes to Daniels. Daniels to Walker. Walker across the timeline. Walker picks up his dribble, gets it to Bordelon. Bordelon attacks, shoots the floater, and got it.
Good shot.
So Bordelon ends the Westgate run, and it's a 9-point game. Quickly back the other way, Allen. Allen to Dugas, reversing it to Joseph. Now skip pass to Allen and an assumption shuffle. So the Tarpons got a bucket, force a turnover, and now with 35 seconds on the first half clock, have an opportunity to further trim this down.
Yep.
Dugas going to lead the game. Lee Gets it to Bordelon. Bordelon. Coming across the timeline. Bordelon on the right side, 23 seconds. Feeding it inside to Daniels, and that's a bunny. That's an easy layup there for Brandon Daniels.
Tarpsley, the big stop right here.
Lalala, quickly the other way to Joseph. Blocked! Bordelon has it. The Tarpons with another opportunity. Bordelon across the timeline to Gisclair for a three. No. Ooh. Rebound goes over the back on Tyler Lee. 3.6 to go. The Tarpons have fouls to give, so they're going to press here. They don't want to let Westgate get it across quick.
Yep, somebody's got to watch safe back here.
Williams to inbound. They get it to Lalala. He's going to shoot a midcourt shot at the buzzer. That's no good. And our score at the end of the first half is Westgate 30, South Lafourche 23. Taylor, some early first half thoughts as these two teams are going toe-to-toe.
Man, the Tarps had all the momentum in their favor. Everything was going great for them offensively. And, you know, they were getting, probably stopping every other possession defensively. Just when Westgate would come down and just constantly just jack up shots, clean up the board layup, clean up the board layup, clean up. That was really deflating. But the Tarps would match them score for score, so it wasn't that big of a deal. Westgate kind of woke up and, you know, really started to take the momentum back, and it really started to deflate South Lafourche. And we finally, when we really needed it, man, I think it started with the Bordelon floater, did it not?
Yeah.
When Bordelon drove the lane and got that floater, and then, you know, we got another big stop, scored again. I mean, that was huge going into halftime with a little more momentum than we probably should have the way we've been playing these last 2 minutes.
First half scoring for Westgate, Derek Williams with two, Dedrick Gladilaw with four, Jaquiston Allen with two, Danny Lewis with 12, Keon Joseph with 10. For the Tarpons, Dane Bordelon with 4, Patrick Gisclair at 4, Brandon Daniels with 8, Kendall Walker with 7. That's your scoring with Westgate leading 30-23. Taylor, I mean, we don't have any commercials to go to here, so we got to figure it out on our own. What are some things the Tarpons could do? What do you think Coach Colley is going to be stressing to these guys? Because I see two things. I see, one, we're not getting enough shots up. And what I mean by that is we're just turning over the ball. It's not there. They have more shot attempts than we do,
yeah,
which is the reason why they're leading. And then on the other hand, we've got to limit them to one shot whenever they have the basketball, because right now they're getting as many looks as they desire, and that just can't happen. That has to change.
Yeah, well, let me answer it with this. You asked me what I'm seeing, and then you said the two things that I'm seeing. So I don't want to be too repetitive, but, man, that's the name of the game. We're not taking care of the ball, therefore not getting up enough shots. We turn it over a little too much. And on defense, man, limiting them to one shot, we could be in a much better position if they wouldn't have cleaned up the boards so much. But, man, I'm getting caught just like the officials, just like everybody else. I'm guilty of it here from the table. I'm spending a lot of time watching the ball, seeing if it's going to go in the hoop or not, instead of watching, you know, what are the Tarps doing wrong? Like, what's causing them to not be able to secure these blockouts? Like, the initial contact is there to get it in front of the guys, but, I mean, I'm missing it. Is Westgate being that physical? Are they spinning around and out of it? Are they just pushing them out the way? Or are we not being physical enough and not securing the blockout and just getting in front instead of pushing them back? Because pushing them back would at least stop them from getting these rebounds.
Some of the things that I've seen, Lewis just has a motor on the glass, man. He just doesn't stop moving, stop working. But you got to use that aggressiveness against him. You got to get inside of him. And look, no matter where you are in relation to him, he's not going to stop working. So if you could get in front of him, he's going to foul you, and he's going to foul out of the game. Right now the Tarpons just aren't doing that little extra work on the glass, and it's costing them right now.
Yeah. I mean, I know they work on blocking out every practice. They work on, you know, limiting to one shot. They preach it all the time. But I don't know. I guess until you have the opportunity to practice against a guy that big and that strong and that aggressive and that physical, that athletic, it's kind of really hard to simulate how difficult tonight's challenge is going to be. Not to make excuses, but, I mean, who else did they play this year that had that type of guy? I mean, you can't prepare for that.
Not even Ellender, because Thomas doesn't play inside like that.
Yeah, he doesn't. Not with that that intensity, not with that strength like this guy is tonight. Man, Lewis is an absolute man under there. But, you know, we've harped enough on the negatives. I'd like to at least bring up, you know.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're on the road in a first-round away playoff game as the number 24 seed in the playoffs, man. We're down 7 on the road in a hostile environment. Things are not bad. You know, the Tarps have a huge opportunity in front of them right here. If they could do better on the glass, limiting Westgate to one shot per possession, man, this could really turn the game around, really take the momentum back. But I'm going to turn it back over to you with that.
Advanced Eye Institute, make the right call. Get your eyes checked by Dr. Darby Shass on today. Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, a leader in bringing the latest and best technology to our region. Golden Motors, where price is priority, your hometown Chevy Buick dealer. Vision Communications, your local provider for TV, internet, home security, and automation. Learn more at viscom.net. Lady of the Sea General Hospital, compassionate medicine close to home. State Bank and Trust Company, banking you could count on, member FDIC. Joe's Septic Contractors, your largest sewage and portable sanitation company in Louisiana. And last but certainly not least, PhysioFit, several locations across the Bayou region with clinics in Galliano, Lockport, and Raceland. We'll get you some scoreboard updates because I know they've got to be some games around the state that have gone final. Crazy to think, man, like we're already at this point in the year.
Yeah.
But that's where we are. And let's see if we can find some local scores of interest. Neville in 4A, the number 4 seed, beat number 29 Broadmoor 71-58, so they move on. Try to find some other 4A scores. Edna Carr, number 11, they beat Tioga 55-20. Wow, big upset. Number 31 Thibodeau defeated number 2 West Monroe 64-62. Congratulations to Coach Tony Clark.
Absolutely.
For a big upset win tonight. In 4A, Ellender gets an 89-45 victory over Franklin Parish. So kudos to Ellender on the big win. Let's see some other 4A scores if we could find them. I think that's it. But, man, Taylor, wow, 31 going up to North Louisiana, facing number 2 West Monroe and getting a win. Spoiler alert, we're going to have Coach Tony Clark on the Sports Corner tomorrow because we've got to talk to him about that. That's a huge win for that program.
Yep, that's big.
Here it's.
If I remember correctly, didn't, not the year that they won the whole thing, but I want to say around 2014, didn't Thibodeau make a run and lose in the state championship?
In the championship game, yes.
And they were ranked like 20. Yeah. Like what? They definitely didn't have a home playoff game, I remember. Man, Coach Clark's been there before. He finds a way to get those guys ready on the road. How about a 5.5-hour bus ride? Let's go get a win against the number 2 team in the state. That's awesome.
And they, like the way the numbers felt, they barely got in. Like they needed to win their last game and get some help just to get in. They found a way in, and my goodness, what a big win for them tonight. Here, it's 30-23. Westgate leads South Lafourche. The Tarpons are coming out of the lockers right now. Westgate has just joined them. And we're looking forward to seeing a little more success from Big Blue in the second half.
Yep.
So I guess we could do Turtles Tips Part 2. What do the Tarpons got to do to reverse this 7-point deficit and get back into this one here in the second half?
Man, you got to keep these guys off the boards. Their primary offense is just Westgate's offense is what I'm speaking of. Just come down. Move the ball around as quick as you can. Get up a shot as quick as you can, and everyone crash. And these guys are so strong, so athletic, so physical, so quick that they're getting rebounds every possession, multiple offensive rebounds every possession. You absolutely have to take that away if you want any chance to win tonight, especially already down 7. But, man, on offense, you got to take care of the ball. You got to run the offense more comfortably. And it starts with not allowing Westgate to dictate what type of offense you're going to run. I mean, yeah, they're in a man-to-man, so we know we got to run a man-to-man, but it's deeper than that. Westgate is forcing you to catch the ball away from your comfortable 5 spots that you normally catch it. They're forcing you to catch the ball with your back to the basket. They're making you back up more and more. That's creating way bigger passing lanes, bigger gaps. Again, having your back turned away from the goal, you're not a threat to score. You're not a threat to do much, but just look to hope to get the ball out of your hands. you got to be able to bully them back. You got to be able to answer back and dictate, no. We're going to run our offense this way, whether you like it or not. I'm going to make this quick turn, this quick jab step. I'm not going to swing my elbows, but I'm going to establish my arms a certain way. I'm going to establish my elbows and swing my hips. If you get caught in the action, so be it. But I'm going to dictate back to you. You're going to play a relaxed defense. You're not going to play that physical defense on me. That's what the Tarps need to do for the rest of the half to give themselves a chance to win.
And what do you do, Taylor, to try to slow down Danny Lewis, who has 12 first half points?
That's a tough one, man. I want to say get two bodies on him every time to box him out, but then you're leaving one guy open. And if one guy feels open, he's going to crash even harder, and it's just it's difficult. I mean, the simple answer, which may not be a simple task, is toughen up. I mean, not to call anyone out, but man, he's a man. Raise the level. You know, get tricky. Like, get creative. Get crafty. Maybe a quick jersey grab and then a release before the block out. Maybe as soon as you feel like he's about to jump up, you jump backwards instead of jump up. Do something to draw a whistle. Do something to get this guy uncomfortable and off balance.
It's the original five for South Lafourche. It's Daniels, it's Walker, it's Bordelaw, it's Lee, and it's just Glare. The Tarpons will have the ball first. Now going left to right. Lee gets it in to just Glare. And just Glare makes 2 points for Westgate. Gisclair got a wide open layup, and he shot it on the wrong goal. It's 32-23. The Tarpons are inbound. God, I hope that doesn't cost us later on.
I haven't seen that in a long time, but man, best advice from Patrick, shake it off and keep playing. You can't let that bother you in your head the rest of the game.
Have a hand-checking call in Westgate. Walker saying, hey, man, let's go. Keep playing. He's trying to encourage his teammate. We're going to need Patrick to win this game. Lee to Bordelon. Bordelon extended near midcourt. Bordelon on the right side, and we have a foul on number 15, Danny Lewis, who just ran over. Nope, they're going to say it's on number 2, Derek Williams, who ran over B.J. Daniels. Tarpon's got to get it in under their basket. Lee to B.J. to Bordelon. Bordelon attacks, gets it to Daniels. Shot fake all the way to the rim. Missed it. Rebound goes to Westgate. They throw long. Lewis. And we have an offensive foul.
Yep, they got him for the moving screen.
Offensive foul on Westgate, negating the dunk. Keon Joseph was lead blocking for his dunker. So you take off the points. Bordelon now coming the other way. And it's already the third team foul on Westgate this half.
In a way, we breathe a sigh of relief, and it kind of negates Patrick Gisclair's mistake earlier.
Yeah,
that should have been an easy 2 points.
Yeah, he didn't need to do what he did. Bordelon on the right side to Walker, and it's stolen away. And Kendall Walker commits a foul, which is the best foul of the night, because Lewis would have gone and jammed it home that time.
Yes, he would have.
In the NBA, that would have been a clear path foul.
Yeah.
Fortunately for us tonight, they don't have that in high school. Duga, top of the key, fakes the shot. Now they get it to the middle. Lewis, who dishes it off for a layup for Allen. So 4 early points for Westgate, and the Tarpons got to find an answer. It's Bordelon across the timeline to Walker. Walker to Daniels. Daniels off the dribble, lays it up and in. So 2 quick ones for Brandon Daniels, and it's a 9-point game.
Don't see goaltending in high school too often, but that was one of them.
Joseph to Duga. Working it inside for a shot and a foul on Kendall Walker. That's Danny Lewis. That's the 3rd foul on Kendall Walker.
Man.
So the Tarpons are going to have to go into their bench early in the 3rd quarter. And we'll find out if Danny Lewis can make free throws. But believe it or not, with as much as he is banging down there, these are going to be his first two tries. We only had two free throws total in the first half.
And the answer is yes, nothing but net.
Yep.
Guy's got a beautiful shot.
Walker and Lee leave the floor. Savoy checks in with Otan. Lewis, one more shot. The lefty squares it up. He made them both. Didn't touch an inch of the rim on either one. Bordelon to Otan. Back to Bordelon. Bordelon. Got to get across. Throws it to Westgate. And here they come in transition for a three. It's up and good. Keon Joseph bangs it home. And it's 39-25.
Sox can't get rattled here.
To Bordelon. Bordelon. To Westgate. Thrown away. Layup. Up and no. Put back no. Savoy on the rebound. To Bordelon. Tarpons now. To Daniels at the rim. Lays it up. No. And now here comes Westgate. They're in transition. To the corner for a three. No. Rebound. Up and good from Danny Lewis. Coach Colley calls a timeout. This one's starting to get away from the Tarpons. They're down 16.
Yeah, man, you could really feel the momentum in the gym. You could really feel the doubt start to settle in, the negativity, the worry. Everything bad is happening right now to the Tarps. And that much-needed panic timeout before it gets too out of control in here. Coach got to settle his guys down. He's going to make sure they relax, get some water, take some deep breaths, and, hey, here's how we're going to calm down, take care of the ball. Much, much needed timeout.
It's still well within reach, but the Tarpons got to make it happen right now because Westgate has come out in this third quarter with a flurry.
Yeah. I mean, they're really starting to show why they're ranked so high. I mean, I get it. You don't have to have a team full of basketball players to be a good basketball team, and they're showing why. And you know, man, how about number 22, Keon Joseph?
Yeah, he's good.
Got the absolute green light. And when he pulls it, man, the fans know it. I mean, we were very fortunate he missed so many in the first quarter. But now we're seeing, you know, why he is who he is.
As Coach Pete Melisov, the Tarpon softball team, would say, it's like facing a team full of Boudons. They're all over the place, swarming. Gisclair to Bordelon to Gisclair. To Bordelon, to Savoy. Tarpon's got to go forward here. Bordelon, got to get across. Got to get across to Gisclair. Gisclair to Savoy for a three. Yes.
Good shot, Austin Savoy.
Big shot.
We
it's a 13-point game. Sam gets it to Allen. Allen feeding it inside to Lewis, who lays it up and in. That guy is carving us up like a turkey tonight. Bordelon to Savoy. Savoy to Bordelon.
Got to get across.
To Gisclair. Gisclair to Otan. To Daniels, who lays
good
it up
finish.
And in. So BJ scores it, and it's 43-30. Daniels now has 12. Quickly the other way for a three. No. Rebound goes to Daniels. Daniels pushing it to Savoy down the floor. At the rim, lays it up and in. See, that's the thing about facing a team like this. They're going to shoot it within 5 seconds of their possession, so you got a chance to come back if they get cold.
Yep.
And we have a foul on the floor on Patrick Gisclair.
That was a good one by Patrick because, you know, Lewis is just having his way with us tonight.
And fortunately for the Tarpons, he's about to check out of the game. Don't know why, but we'll take it.
God only knows.
They get it in for a three. That's no good. Rebound to Daniels. To Gisclair. Now we come the other way to Bordelon. Bordelon on the right side of the floor. To Gisclair. Tarpons with a chance to get it back into single digits to Otan. Otan.
There's a slip.
Gisclair lays it up. Blocked away. What a block from Jacob. Here come the Tigers. In transition. They kick it into the corner. That's number 4, Latala. Now to Sam. Top of the key, Westgate. To the corner for a three. No, rebound to Daniels, to Gisblair. Gisblair, cross midcourt to Bordelon. Bordelon to Gisblair. Boy, nearly threw it away. Yeah. Gisblair with the save.
Tarp's got an opportunity to run some offense here.
Otan to Savoy. He made one a minute ago. No, short that time. Here come the Tigers. On the left side of the floor, Ladala. Reverse pass to Sam. Sam looks inside, reverses it to Allen. Back to Sam. Sam, and we have a timeout called by Coach Winston. Taylor, and look, it's as simple as this. It was a timeout by Coach Winston. They're not a very good team without Danny Lewis on the floor. The four or five possessions without him have been a train wreck.
And I don't think Joseph was on the floor either, man. That's two leaders for you that... Yeah, their offense was bad. I mean, they were chucking up some bad shots, not even coming close to it. And then the flow of the offense kind of died off. So, yeah, much needed timeout from Westgate. They got to regather themselves.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Thibodeau Regional. Huntington 70, South Terrebonne 59. Congratulations to the Gators on a strong season, but it'll end tonight in North Louisiana. Here it's 43 for Westgate, 32 for South Lafourche. The Tarpons were down by 16 at one point. They've whittled it back down to 11. Now can they make that next surge and get it to 6 or 7 points? Make them start thinking about it a little bit.
Yep. Chip away, chip away. If you have an opportunity, you got to go, man.
Savoy, Bordelon, Daniels, Gisclair, and Lee on the floor. Westgate, Eugene, top of the key to Duga. To the corner they go. Now back to Duga, to Eugene. Westgate getting it to Ladala. Inside, stolen away by Tyler Lee. Bordelon coming the other way for the Tarps. Bordelon. The left side of the floor. Gets it to Daniels. Daniels, they're cutting Bordelon. Shoots it from the foul line.
Got it.
So the Tarpons have cut it back to single digits. It's a 9-point game. Eugene, 2:23 to go in the third quarter.
The second possession in a row to Tarpson in that 1-2-2 matchup zone.
Working around the perimeter, Williams to Eugene. To the middle they go. That's a travel. Oh, they're going to call a hold. A hold called on South Lafourche. On five, that's Austin Savoy.
For once, some refs with some sense. He traveled because he was being held.
Oh, it's absolutely the right call.
And they actually called the foul. We're not used to seeing that.
They get it in for a layup that's up and in by Derek Williams. So Westgate leads by 11 again. Bordelon to Savoy. Savoy to Bordelon. Across the timeline to Lee. Lee splits the defense and draws the foul. So that's the fourth team foul on the Tigers now. Boy, you just get the feeling if South Lafourche could go on a quick 5 or 6-0 run here before the end of the third quarter, it'd be huge.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Down 11 now, Savoy to Bordelon.
This is the time to make that run with Westgate's two studs on the bench.
Daniels on the right side. Daniels to Lee. Lee gets it to Savoy, doesn't catch it clean, and goes out of bounds to Westgate. Daniels is posted up saying, hey, man, I'm working hard. You got to get me the ball. Tarpons have been a little bit hesitant to feed it to him down there.
Now Lewis is back in.
Yep, big fella checks back in for Westgate. Eugene to Ladala to the corner they go. They feed it up. It's deflected by Daniels, but the big man still gets it, and he draws the foul on Austin Savoy. Tarpons are trying simply everything that they can to stop this Danny Lewis, and really, frankly, the only thing that's worked so far is whenever he's been resting.
Yeah.
Two shots coming for Danny Lewis. He's 2 of 2 at the line. It's up, and he missed it.
And if someone on the Tarps could pull a Ric Flair and just kind of blade themselves and then bleed on the Danny Lewis's white jersey, get him out of the game for a couple minutes to get cleaned up.
Do a blade job.
We got to do Got to get this guy off the floor. Cleanly, of course.
He makes 1 out of 2. Bordelon. 12-point game. Bordelon across the timeline. See, Tarpon's just having a hard time getting into their offense. Savoy to Lee. Lee to cutting Daniels at the rim. And one.
And one.
So BJ gets an and one. BJ's got 14 points. See, that's like, it's crazy, man. It feels like Brandon Daniels has been so quiet tonight. He's got 14 stinking points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
The kid just impacts games in so many different ways. And he's got one free throw here. And he made it. Just like that, back down to a nine-point game. Quickly the other way to the corner for a three. Got it. That's number 10, Duga. It's a 12-point game. Bordelon to Savoy. Savoy going to take it across the timeline himself. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Savoy to Lee. Lee to Daniels, top of the key. BJ attacks off the dribble, and he'll draw a foul. Westgate is now going to be over the limit with the next foul. That's their 16th foul.
Casey, I'm just about convinced every day Westgate for practice just runs sprints and shoots threes, and the drill is don't let the ball hit the floor.
Yeah.
How else do you prepare, like, for this style of play, man? Just run and gun, jack up threes, clean up the boards if it's a miss. I mean, this team is impressive.
They gave BJ continuation in shooting two, which I thought was interesting. He made the first one.
Well, we already had a pro-style double jump ball tonight, so why not?
He made them both. It's a 10-point game, 38 seconds to go. Latala to the corner for a three. No, rebound goes to Daniels. Daniels to Bordelon. Bordelon on the right side of the floor drops it for a pushing foul, and that'll be a 1-1. Tarpons are going to be shooting.
Yep.
For a minute there, I was the only one aware of it, but now they got it. Dane Bordelon with one shot with an opportunity to earn another one, but an opportunity to get two big points for the Tarpons down 10. Bordelon's got six in the game. First free throw of the game for Dane Bordelon. Studying the rim. He got it.
Got it.
It's a 9-point game. 27.4 to go in the third quarter of what has been a hotly contested game from start to now. Second shot. He missed it. Rebound goes to Westgate. They come the other way.
Is that a double dribble?
La la la. Throws away. Ball don't lie. Ball
don't lie.
17 on the clock. Across the timeline. Attacking. Gets it to Savoy. Savoy looking inside.
Man, he's getting abused out there.
Four seconds on the clock. Shoots a three. No. To Lee, who will shoot it up. No good. And that'll be the end of the third quarter with our score. Westgate 49, South Lafourche 40. Taylor, they're officiating this game like it's rugby. How do you play through that much contact?
You got to match the physicality, man. You gotta force a whistle. You got to get somebody up in the air, and whenever they're on their way down, your shoulder has to meet their throat or something. I mean, you gotta make something happen. You got to make the refs to the point that they're uncomfortable, and they got to blow that whistle. I mean, it's easy to criticize now, you know, sitting from this table right here. But, I mean, if I was Tyler Lee just now, you know, I'm going low and I'm exploding up. I'm taking somebody's chin with me to make sure a whistle happens instead of fading away, you know, while being double-teamed with 1 second left. But, you know, it's hard to make that decision. It's hard. You know, instinct took over, I'm sure. And there's 1 second on the clock. He's making sure he had enough time to get it up. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, I see what you mean. It's the physicality is starting to get a little out of hand. The refs are letting them get away with a little more. It's kind of like that old school coach where, you know, you hear them say, oh, let the players decide the game. Well, at some point, you still have to control the game. I mean, you don't want it to get too out of hand.
Congratulations to our buddy Derek Zush. His Hanville Tigers beat Southwood 54-45 tonight. Westgate in possession first. The Tarpons have six men on the floor. It's a technical foul on South Lafourche. They have six men on the floor. And boy, it's been a rough second half for our guy Gisclair. He was the guy who didn't belong on the floor. Westgate will be shooting too. Joseph will be shooting him. Oh, take that back. That's Lee who shouldn't have been on the floor. My apologies. Boy, that just can't happen. The technical free throw is good. Westgate was dribbling around saying, hey, man, we're having a hard time seeing anybody open. Yeah, well, it was a handicap match.
There was six defenders on the floor.
They make them both. It's 51 to 40. So that's 4 free points for the Tigers in the second half. Tarpon's got to overcome that. Latala to Duga. Duga gets it to Joseph. Joseph looks inside, back to Duga, back to Joseph. Skip pass to Latala. This has been their longest possession of the game. It's lasted about 10 seconds so far. Corner three is up, no. Rebound goes to Westgate for a putback, no. Rebound to Walker. Walker to Gisclair.
Gisclair's got to watch his back.
Gisclair at the rim, has it blocked. Now here come the Tigers, but Daniels takes it away. BJ lays it up and in. 9-point game. Here come the Tigers. Latala.
Still well within reach.
And a mid-range is up and good by Danny Lewis. 7 minutes to go, an 11-point game. Savoy across the timeline to Daniels. Daniels attacks off the dribble, drops it to Walker, who lays it up and in. What a pass.
Good find. Good feed, good finish.
Tigers quickly coming the other way. Joseph throws it inside for a shot. No. Put back. Nope. Lost it out of bounds. So the Tarpons will take over.
Good catch by the ref.
To go. Boy, you just got to hope that they cool off because they're going to keep shooting it. They're not going to stall the basketball, are they?
Yes, indeed.
Down 9. Gisclair to get it in.
Tarpons got to get it in and take care of the ball here.
To Daniels across midcourt.
I like my chances with the ball in his hand.
Bordelon at midcourt. To BJ on the wing. BJ to Bordelon, to Savoy. To Daniels, top of the key. Thinks about the three. Gets it to Walker. Inside to Daniels.
That's where we want him.
And he'll draw the foul. And he rolled his ankle really good. Brandon Daniels just turned his ankle pretty good. We hope he's okay. He's going to be due to shoot 2 shots if he is okay, but he's in some substantial pain. Oh, yeah, he is in some pain. He will get up, and he's going to try to play through it. You'd have to have a lot of things go wrong to keep that man out of a playoff game. Two shots coming.
Walking it off. Showed the ref that he's good to shoot the free throws here. He's got to fight through it, man.
BJ's had a huge game. When has he not? He's got an opportunity for 2 free throws here. Let's see if he could drive on that ankle and get the ball over the rim. Shot is up. He made it.
Yep, no issue there.
Wow. Tragedy in New Orleans tonight. 2 were killed at the Edna Carr playoff game tonight.
Oh, my.
Certainly praying for them. Daniels makes them both. It's a 7-point game. And, you know, it's sobering, Taylor, because at one time, Edna Carr was one of the possibilities for us.
Yeah.
Just makes you think. Daniels is going to get a quick breather. He made both shots. It's a 7-point game. Duga at midcourt.
Who is Edna Carr's opponent tonight?
That's a good question. We'll figure that out. Lewis to Joseph to Duga. To Joseph, getting it in to Lewis. Westgate showing a little bit of patience. Allen attacking. And we have a timeout by Coach Winston with 5:46 to go. And, Taylor, I tell you what, We're very happy that they called a timeout. Buy some time for the man-child to work whatever's going on with his ankle out.
Yep.
Might be getting a new tape job out there.
I think that's what's happening right now.
So how about this South LaFouche team down 16 at one point in the third quarter, battled back down 7 with 5:46 to go. And Westgate, man, we've talked about this throughout the second half. They just refuse to not shoot the ball. They're making no effort to bleed clock. They're going to keep shooting, and if you get stops, you're going to have a chance to win this game.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, man. Just got to keep them off the boards. Like they, unless this is the adjustment that they're making right now, maybe this is their coach telling them, hey, don't be in such a rush, milk some clock. But I don't know. Their style of play, I don't see that being the answer. I don't see that being the coach's suggestion. But and Lewis is still in. We still got a, what's his name, 22. Keon Joseph is still in. I mean, if he gets the ball, he's going to pull it. He's going to be itching to pull it right here.
They get it into Lewis.
Tarp switched to a man-to-man defense for the first time tonight.
Lewis shoots the mid-range. Missed it. That's an awful shot. Lee gets the rebound. I mean, a foot on the line, two-pointer in that situation is a terrible shot.
Hey, that's the second shot he's missed all night.
Yeah. Walker on the left side. Tarpon's down 7. Walker gets it to Savoy, to Bordelon, to Walker. Walker to Gisclair.
They're calling for Walker to shoot it again.
And it's going to be lost to Westgate. Here they come in transition. At the rim, they shoot it up and in. That's Duga. Daniels has just gotten his tape job, and he's telling Coach Kala, hey, man, I'm good to go. Bordelon to Walker. To Bordelon. To Gisclair. Gisclair for a 3. No. Rebound to Walker, who is going to be shooting 2. .445 to go. Kendall Walker has 9 points in the game. 2 shots. Shot is up and good. He's got 10. B.J. Daniels checks back into the game with the Tarpons down 8. Austin Savoy will leave the game. Some good minutes for Austin. He's got 5 points tonight.
Yes, indeed.
A big free throw from Kendall Walker. They're all big when you're down in the fourth quarter. Shoots it up. He got it.
We're back to 7.
7-point game. Chipping away. Duga.
Tarps need a huge stop right here. They're back in. Man-to-man defense.
Attacks. To the corner they go. Williams. Williams to Lewis. Lewis backs down. Lays it up. No. Gets it back. Lays it up. And yes. That kid could play, man.
Man, he's so good.
Bordelon across the timeline. Tarpon's got to make a run. Bordelon, top of the key to Walker. Walker. Or excuse me, that was Lee to Walker. Gisclair now to Lee. Inside to Walker. Loses it to Bordelon. To cutting Lee to Walker, who lays it up. No. Gets it back. Lays it up. Blocked. Rebound goes to Gisclair. Gisclair attacks. Shoots the mid-range. No. To Daniels.
He's got
lays it.
It
up.
And one. Give it to him.
B.J. Daniels. The man child.
Chance 19, to cut it to 6 here.
23 points for Daniels in the game with 3:54 to go in regulation. It's a 7-point game. B.J. Daniels with a chance to make it a 6-point game. Shoots it up. And good. This was a 16-point game with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tarpons have cut it down to 6. Duga. Top of the key.
Oh, that's a travel.
Oh, got away with a walk. Timeout by
goodness.
Coach Winston. Coach Collins saying, hey, keep playing defense. But, yeah, they got away with a walk big time there before the timeout. 3:42 to go. Taylor, boy, you just get the feeling. If we could keep chiseling this thing down, it looks like the guys in white have had about enough of guarding 30 in blue. He's
yes,
taken
indeed.
Over in the second half.
Yep, they're starting to show a little fatigue here, which is surprising, man. They Westgate, I would expect them to be able to run and gun all game, but this is something. You're kind of starting to see the confidence deflate a little bit. The momentum is starting to shift back in the Tarps' favor. Man, 2 more big plays, and – we got ourselves a ball game here.
And look, we're in a situation now. Tarpons are in double bonus. So any little cheap foul, oh, my goodness. Any little cheap foul, the Tarpons are shooting too. And I am making sure to take a picture of the guy who has no shirt on.
That's a big boy.
Duga on the right side of the floor. My
Another
God, that's
travel.
A walk. Joseph to Lewis. He missed the dunk. Rebound goes to the Tarpons. Bordelon quickly the other way. Loses it, and Westgate has it. And Westgate will come down the floor.
Tarps got to get back on D.
Duga, top of the key, attacks off the dribble, lays it up. Got it, and one. Kylan Duga puts it home. And it's an eight-point game. Hey, 59-51 our score. Austin Saba will check into the game for Tyler Lee. You know, you do this long enough, you always say, oh, man, well, I've seen everything there is to see. And you're always proven wrong, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
The free throw's up and good. The Tarpons are down 9. Westgate steals the inbounds. Boy, you didn't need that. Duga on the right side of the floor, and he's fouled by Bordelon.
Yeah,
Kylan Duga will be shooting a 1-1.
Oh, man.
Tarpons need to find a little bit of gas in the tank. They're down 9. Westgate shooting a 1-1. Duga squares it up. He missed it badly.
Gotta get the board.
Rebound goes to the Tigers. They lose it. Fighting for it on the floor. They get a shot up. No. Walker's got it. Walker got to find a guard.
Get some help.
Gets it to Gisclair. Gisclair to Daniels. Daniels at the rim. Lays it up and in.
Too easy for Daniels.
Coach Colley calls a timeout. What a swing. Westgate shooting a 1-1 with a chance to go up 11. They miss, and the Tarpons get a layup at the other end, so it's down to 7 again with 2:49 to go.
And after the miss, their dominant big man has been grilling us all game, gets the offensive rebound. You think we did in the water. He falls. We get the ball. I mean, great turn of events there.
We said whoever wins the matchup between Lewis and Daniels is going to win this game. That's a stalemate. Daniels has 25 points. Lewis has 23 points. So two of the best bigs in the state are locking horns tonight. 60-53 is our score.
Man, what a treat it's been tonight to watch these two guys go head-to-head.
Yeah, this has been a fun game. The shame of this, Taylor, is this is a second or a third-round game. This shouldn't be a first-round game.
Easily.
But that's the way the cookie crumbles. Here come the Tigers.
Yeah. Last game of the year. Case can't hold anything back now.
Duga attacks, loses it, but they somehow get the ricochet to Lewis for a layup. 9-point game, just square. I'm bamboozled, Taylor. They're making no effort to run clock at all. Savoy loses his dribble, gets it back, lays it up, blocked away. But Walker steals it.
Active hands.
To Gisclair. Gisclair picks up his dribble to Daniels. Daniels will draw the foul. He'll be shooting 2. So Brandon Daniels will be going to the line with another opportunity. That's the 5th foul of the game on number 2, Derek Williams.
Oh, wow.
62-53 our score. 2:16 to go in regulation. Brandon Daniels, what a huge second half he's had, shooting 2 more free throws. The first one is up. Splash, nothing but the bottom.
Looks like the Tarps are going to creep up and maybe get in a press here.
BJ makes them both.
Or at least Dane will.
7-point game. 2:11 to go in regulation. Duga cross midcourt using a screen. Duga gets it to Lewis. Lewis, Tarpon sagging off of him. They're going to have to go crowd him or he's going to run the clock out. getting ready to go to work on Walker. Attacks off the dribble at the rim.
Give him the charge.
They're called blocking foul on Brandon Daniels. I thought BJ got there. The officials disagreed. Oh. Danny Lewis will be shooting too. It's an officiating crew that has not had much control over this game from start to finish.
Yeah.
This has been a very physical, rough and tumble game.
Not sure what the delay is. Oh, wiping up sweat from the floor.
Yeah, perspiration on the floor. Two shots are coming from Danny Lewis. It's a 7-point game with 1:50 to go. And a clear example of how they don't have any control over the game. One of the officials thought it was a 1-and-1. When the foul was committed when a guy was trying to dunk the basketball on someone.
Yep.
Well, they're saying it is 1-and-1.
Hey.
If I was on the floor, we'll take it.
Whatever.
That's an atrocious call. We'll take it. But there's no way on earth that's not a shooting foul. But it could play to the Tarpons' advantage.
Bold strategy, Case. We'll see if it pays off.
Yeah, that's awful. The first shot is up. He got it. So as they say again, the ball doesn't lie.
Yeah.
1:50 to go. 8-point game. Lewis has just had a huge game. He made them both. 9-point game, and we have a timeout by Coach Winston. Tarpons will have an opportunity to gather themselves. On most nights, Taylor, you would say, hey, a 9-point game with 1:50 to go in high school, boy, it's over.
Yeah.
But with the way they shoot,
yeah,
there's going to still be another 15 possessions in this game.
Westgate just can't calm down. They can't settle and milk the clock. They just can't help themselves but try to score so fast. Again, like I said the last time out, unless they're making the adjustment now, which I don't think they are, you said it, that we're going to have at least 15 more possessions here.
Let's go ahead and thank Joe Septic Contractors, your largest sewage and portable sanitation company in Louisiana. Who else? State Bank and Trust Company, banking you could count on, member FDIC, Lady of the Sea General Hospital, compassionate medicine close to home, Vision Communications, your local provider for TV, internet, home security, and automation. Learn more at viscom.net. Golden Motors, where price is priority, your hometown Chevy Buick dealer. Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, a leader in bringing the latest and best technology to our region. Advanced Eye Institute, make the right call. Get your eyes checked by Dr. Darby Shasson today. Just cleared inbound. Got to get it in. And he just throws it away. To Ladala. To Lewis.
Got to pick up. Got to pick up.
Lewis. Near midcourt. Tacks off the dribble. Reverses it to Ladala. Yeah, they're not shooting now.
Yep, this is the delay game.
Ladala. Tacking Savoy all the way through. And as we say that, they shoot it up. No good. Rebound, though, goes to Westgate. Duga all the way through, and they pass out. Tarpon's got a foul. Allen.
Yeah, it's time.
Attack, shoots the floater, missed it. Rebound to Daniels. Daniels pushing it down the floor. Losing his dribble, getting it back to Bordelon.
Tarpon's got a score here.
Bordelon. Loses it on the floor. Westgate's got it. And at the rim, the exclamation point is a layup from Duga. And that'll be the end. Bordelon. 46 seconds. I don't think the Tarpons could dig out of this one. Across the timeline at 41. Tarpons got to go. Daniel shoots a three. Nope. Rebound goes over the back, I think. Nope. They're going to just say Westgate basketball. Otan's going to check into the game for Walker. The senior's going to get a walk off the floor. Kendall Walker means a lot to this program. Westgate gets it into Lewis. Lewis loses it to Otan. Walker going to check back into the game for Savoy. I think he told Coach Kyle, hey, man, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I want my career to end on the floor.
Yeah.
Get it in to Duga. Duga is fouled by Just Blair with 19 seconds on the clock. Taylor, Westgate's moving on, but boy, the Tarpons gave him hell, didn't they?
Westgate's certainly not going to forget the battle that the Tarpons gave him tonight, man. This was, they fought hard. They never went away. They Westgate never really had that moment where they knew they were going to run away with it. And, you know, too little too late, Tarpons just ran out of time.
You know, the Tarpons are going to look back on about a four-minute stretch to start the third quarter, and that's where this game was decided. Yeah. Westgate ballooned that lead out to 16, and the Tarpons never fully got back in it as Westgate makes the front end of the 1-1. 67-55 our score. You know, a team like this with as frenetic of a pace as they play, if they get hot, they could beat anybody that they face.
Oh, definitely.
It's going to be curious to see where they could go. Bordelon across the timeline to Otan. Otan to Bordelon. The Tarpons got to shoot. Bordelon shoots it. No. Rebound goes to Westgate, and Otan's trying to foul. The officials don't give it to him until it's almost a flagrant foul with 3.3 on the clock. Taylor, some final thoughts as the Tigers defend their home floor tonight.
Man, I love the Tarps' effort. I love everything they brought tonight. And definite big congratulations to Westgate on the way they played. Man, the frenetic pace, it worked. You know, at times it looked like it was a little out of control. But when they really got going, they showed why they're ranked where they are. And, you know, Danny Lewis, I hate to see if this guy's an underclassman and we got to see him again next year.
Taylor, he wasn't honored for senior night. We watched their senior night.
You're right.
Free throw's no good. Walker's half-court heave is no good, and that'll be the end of the ballgame with our final score, Westgate 68, South Lafourche 55. Some final thoughts on the season as Big Blue goes down tonight.
Man, they did everything they could. They've faced so much adversity this year. They've played so well, and I'm proud of them, man. It's been such a fun ride. It's been such a treat, and can't find anything negative to say about these guys ever. I mean, it was awesome.
Taylor, we've had to do this 27. We've done this season through COVID. We've done this season through all sorts of drama and different things going on in the world.
Yeah.
Man, there's no one I'd rather call these games with. You do an excellent job. Thank you so much for the time. It's been a pleasure,
as man,
always,
the pleasure's all mine. Thank you. The love is right back to you, man. It's great.
So we've had a boys and a girls season. The boys season now comes to an end tonight with the Tarpons falling against Westgate, 68-55. We're going to sign off here. Thanks to Mr. Jerry for getting us on and off the air. Thanks to our wonderful folks who listen to us and follow us throughout the season. Tarpon fans, be safe getting home, and we're going to be back in about a month doing Tarpon baseball. We can't wait. Here it's Westgate 68, South Lafourche 55. Good night, everybody.
Go Tarps, and God bless.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.